Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Travel and Language Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I want to talk about quite a serious topic, and that is the idea of whether travel could cure depression. Now, obviously, that leading question is very loaded, and I hope intuitively you guys know that it simply can't, but I want to talk quite in depth about it because I have a very personal experience with this, and I try to travel in the absolute depths of a certain depression, and I learned a lot from that. So basically, around 2019, I was going through a lot. I was going through a divorce. I was clinically depressed and on medication. I was in a six-figure debt. I was putting on weight. I was burnt out from overworking for several years in a row. And of course, I was dealing with the heartbreak and disappointment and grief at the end of a relationship that was very central to my life. So I was in a very bad place. But as the relationship had ended and I hadn't traveled for a while, in my head, I thought, do you know what would make me feel like myself again? If I hit the road and just traveled again full time, then I would feel better. And this was a huge mistake because it turned out 2019 was my biggest waste of money in terms of spent on travel. I feel like a lot of my travel that year was wasted because I was not in a place that I could appreciate it, and it was definitely not going to solve my depression, and if anything, it made matters a lot worse in terms of making it a little harder for me to recover. So I look back on that year and my travels within the US, Canada to the UK, and I even took a cruise, and all of that was kind of a waste of time, mainly because you can't really escape your problems if you're not in a good place in life. So as I went across the world to these places, I ended up just hanging out in my hotel room and not really leaving it because I was in such low spirits. I didn't have the energy or enthusiasm to do things. And I remember once I thought I'd go to Utah and I'd hike through these gorgeous scenic landscapes. And by the time I arrived, I just sat in my car for several hours trying to just rev myself up to try to get out of the car to walk a little bit. So it was quite a waste of a trip ultimately. What I think really changes things is kind of obvious. You would have heard this time and again, is you need therapy. And travel is not therapy for someone depressed. There is a situation where travel can definitely improve things. I'll get to that near the end. But ultimately, if you're truly clinically depressed, do not decide to go traveling as a solution to that. And among many things, as well as being a waste of time, it's going to be a waste of money. I wasted so much money on the hotels and the flights and so on to go to these places and the cruise that I went on. And I just could not appreciate these things. So what happened was, after wasting all this money, I did what I should have done, and that's finding a therapist and talking about all these things I was going through and really putting myself out there to feel what I was feeling and to confront all of these horrible things that had happened to me and to see how could I move forward with my life despite these things. And it was a very slow process, and you can't cure depression, but you can make progress to get to somewhere else in your life. What that meant was, throughout 2019, after these wasted trips, I made enough progress that I was at the stage that I would say I was languishing. I was blue. I was not in great spirits, but I was outside of the scope of being truly deeply depressed. And that meant that by the end of 2019, I took on another travel project. I went to Tanzania and I tried to hike Kilimanjaro. And I definitely don't regret that experience, but it's because I was ready for it. I had put in the work before traveling and the rest of that year to try to get myself to a place of mental health stability Because the thing about travel is complicated. It's chaotic. It requires good spirits and a certain optimism. Like if you guys heard a recent episode of mine, I was dealing with some visa issues. With Brazil, trying to extend it. I didn't handle that very well the first time I was here, and that made me go through a whole host of problems. But this time I'm in a very stable mental state at the moment. So when I have various frustrations, I took it in my stride. And because of that, I was successful in extending my tourist stay. And I think dealing with any kind of minor inconvenience, it feels like this huge mountain you have to overcome. And travel has these extents of complications that you have to deal with. I like that about travel. I like being challenged and pushed out of my comfort zone and trying to learn new things and having to figure things out. But when you're in a state of depression, this is not a good time to be dealing with these learning opportunities. And if anything, it just makes you even more frustrated. You feel that sense of failure. It drags you down even more. And it does more damage than good. Because you've got so much frustration to deal with on top of what you're already going through in your life. So I personally highly don't recommend that you travel if you're dealing with depression. Talk to friends. Talk to a professional. Journal. There's so many things you can do to get your feelings out of yourself and instead of being bottled up, and to try and work through it. And the most important thing of all, I think, that can help is a good routine. A routine that you can get into healthy habits and try to have some kind of consistency where you can feel a sense of achievement in small steps on a day-to-day basis that can help you feel a little bit better every day, such that you can feel that improvement. And you can't have a good routine when you're traveling. My lifestyle now as a traveler is utter chaos. And because I'm in a good place in my life right now, I like that. I like the chaos. I like the challenges. But when I tried to live this lifestyle in 2019, these frustrations of that chaos just dragged me down. I just kept feeling reminded of how much of a failure I am because I can't overcome this small obstacle. And that's really so detrimental. It's very unhelpful to deal with that. Because when we imagine travel in our minds, we have all these positive things. And I have a million positive stories about travel. And we imagine that when we are planning it out, that you're going to see beautiful sights, meet amazing people, and have wonderful experiences. And when you look back on your travels, that's what you're going to remember. But on a day-to-day basis, travel is frustrating. There are lots of problems you have to solve and things you have to deal with. And this is not something that I think somebody in a very deep depressive state is able to handle. I certainly couldn't handle it. I don't recommend you take on this kind of a challenge. But if you focus on staying put where you are, where you can save your money for another day when you know you'll be able to travel a little bit better, you won't cure your depression, but you'll get to a certain state of maybe languishing that you can push through and you can appreciate travel to a certain degree, like I did. I was still blue by the end of 2019, but I pushed myself through it. It was still frustrating, but it was a frustrating level of frustration I could handle. And because of that, I did have a positive experience at the end of the year. I'm also extremely glad I did that travel by the end of 2019 because it was right before the pandemic and I got to have a burst of travel before having several years of no travels. And obviously the pandemic did not help with my mental health recovery, but that's besides the point. The point is, hopefully I've made it very clear that if there are certain habits you have right now that are definitely making you feel depressed, like you're the kind of person who tends to doom scroll, you're not feeling very social and outgoing to meet people, you feel a sense of pessimism about the world, these are things you bring with you. Even if you're in a sunny environment in another country, you're still going to feel those emotions. You're going to have these habits and you're not going to be able to appreciate that country to its full extent. So I recommend you postpone travel. Try to get yourself through the worst of this. And there is a way out. I did find that way out. I was utterly miserable in the worst depths of depression. And I'm sure many of you can relate, if you've been there, that it feels like there's no way out. And unfortunately, simple solutions don't work. Travel is not going to solve it. What's going to solve it is the kind of things I talked about. Just taking it slow, one day at a time, feeling small senses of achievement, having a good routine, working on your life, feeling a sense of joy again, if you can find it after a certain amount of time. And then when you feel strong, plan a trip and you'll appreciate it so much more. Hopefully you guys appreciated this slight change in theme, a bit more serious, talking about depression. And I feel I can share my experience because I worked through it. It's not the kind of thing I would say I've solved. I still have bad days to this day. Even though I'm in good spirits now, there are still days that I feel blue, that I put myself, I stay in my hotel room or whatever it is. But I'm definitely not in a place I would describe as depressed, because I know what that feels like. That utter sense of having lost hope of everything. And I can assure you, if you're there, there is a way you can get out of it. You just have to work on small things. It's a slow road, but you can get to a better place. There are many examples of people who've done this. There's lots of other podcasts you can find and videos on YouTube you can see of people's stories as they share their own way of getting out of depression. And find what they did and emulate what they did. But I am pretty confident in telling you that going on a trip was probably not one of the things they did to help them make advances. I hope that is a message that resonates with somebody. I hope you appreciate me sharing this side of my story. Thank you very much for listening. And until the next time with another, hopefully more positive topic, I wish you all a very happy language learning and happy travels when you're ready.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.